Paul Kinzer is head of Rep One Baseball. He is the agent for Edwin Encarnacion. He's graciously agreed to join us on the Jeff Blair Show. Paul, thank you so much for doing this morning.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Just if you could give us an update on where things stand right now with the Blue Jays. Do you have an offer in hand? And I guess I'm particularly interested, Paul, in whether or not they have suggested or even given you a deadline to agree to a deal.
Well, Ross and I speak, pretty often. He speaks to Edwin also, so we have a very good relationship, and there's no animosity. They did make us an offer, and wasn't quite where we wanted to be, and we've spoken to some other teams, but Edwin's made it pretty clear how much he loves Toronto, so not only with his words, but his actions, so, you know, that's his first choice.
Is it a situation where, and I'm not going to get you to publicly display your, I'm not going to get you to publicly display your negotiating hand or anything, but, is it one of those things, because Alex Anthopoulos used to do this at times with people, where basically they say, look, here's our offer, go out and talk to teams, get your best offer, come back and let's see what we can do. Does negotiation generally work that way, especially when there's, a long-term relationship between player and team?
A lot of times it works that way. In this case, that's not necessarily the case.
Okay.
But, they've been good about it. We communicate. We know they have a roster to put together, and they want to continue to be competitive. So Edwin's waited a long time for this opportunity. I mean, we tried to get something done in spring training. It didn't work out. So, at this point, he's waited his whole career to see what the market would be. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I spoke to a couple of National League scouts over the year. And I mean, I've been one of the people, Paul, and I've said this, I would have no problem having Edwin as my everyday first baseman. I would be more than happy, regardless of whatever league I'm in. But I spoke to a couple of scouts over the season, and I asked him that question. I said, compared to, let's say, 3 years ago, when you turn in your report on Edwin, or when you talk about Edwin, do you talk about him in the context of being a first baseman or a DH? And all three of them, one of the guys being an American League scout, said, oh, first base. He could play first base for us, absolutely. Is that the feedback you're getting in general, that people view Edwin as a first baseman as well as DH?
Yes, the DH-only tag's definitely off of him. He proved this year that he can handle it on an everyday basis. And he hits better when he plays first.
Mm-hmm. What is Edwin looking for beyond money and beyond term? We know Edwin a fair amount. We speak to him a lot. And, we've seen him here. We've kind of sort of gone through his career renaissance, I guess, with him. But what is he looking for in addition to money and term? What in Edwin's heart of hearts does he need to make him happy on a long-term basis going forward? Is it good city, contending team, teammates? Where does it all fit together?
He loves winning, so he wants it to be a team who's going to be competing for a championship and comfort. He's not a flashy guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's very much about comfort, and he wants it to be a city where he knows he and his family will be comfortable and enjoy living. He's not going to go just for the highest dollar. There's a short list of where he would go to.
Have you been able to figure out yet, Paul, what impact, if any, the CBA talks are having on the market?
It's definitely affecting some of the teams. They want to see what the luxury taxes and that are going to be for the for their salaries,
mm-hmm.
payroll. And, yeah, some of the teams are waiting to get a better feel of that.
But you, I would imagine you, in some ways, did you expect that? Or did you, like a lot of us, expect that, you know, the contract, the CBA, would be done by now? I think the last time, if I'm not mistaken, it was done. I can remember writing it the last day of the World Series, I think, or pretty darn close to it.
Yeah, it was a hope that it would get finished so we would all know where we stand as far as the qualifying offers and everything. But, you know, they haven't finished it yet. Hopefully it'll be done soon.
Of course, we all know that there's a couple of years down the road, there's a big free agent class coming up, a lot of names, you know, with Josh Donaldson being among that group, Bryce Harper, a bunch of other players as well, Manny Machado, and the list goes on and on. I know it's a couple of off seasons away, but Paul, is there a sense on the part of you and other agents that teams are making decisions with an eye towards that class? And I'm thinking of a team like the New York Yankees, and I'm speaking in generalities here, not specifically, but in generalities. Or is that not how baseball works? In other words, yeah, you know, I may be able to get Bryce Harper a couple of years down the road, but man, I can win next year. And if I can get a guy who's going to help me to win next year, and that means he's under contract for 4 years, you know what? I'll deal with that when the third or fourth year rolls around.
Obviously, the teams we're speaking to are worried about competing now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we aren't talking to a lot of the teams who are on a plan where they're looking at 2 years out at this point. And that's also a gamble, because when the guy hits the market, the demand, you don't know what your odds of getting him are anyway. So,
in general, have you been, and I think you've made it pretty clear that there's, you know, you guys have a short list. And I'm talking about, from Edwin's point of view, a short list. Have you been surprised by some of the teams that haven't talked to you? And conversely, have you been surprised by teams that did call you up and say, hey, you know, let's chat? Or did you have the market pretty well soused out going into the off season?
No, there has been a couple of curves. I mean, Boston's been pretty vocal that they're, you know, they're going to approach it a different way,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, just all the attention that Davey had placed there with Edwin, that there was a lot of attention there, but there has been some teams that we didn't expect to be in who are.
Right. And but has Boston, safe to say, have they been a little less aggressive than you thought?
Yes, we've spoken, but yes, definitely.
Paul, listen, we really appreciate you joining us. I know this is a god-awful hectic time for you guys. Do you have any idea, your heart of hearts, when a decision could be made?
With Edwin, it could happen soon.
Mm-hmm.
He's not one to stretch it out. The worst case would be the winter meetings, but I think we could possibly have something done before then.